Everybody, welcome back to Bonus Licks with hopefully you've just listened to the radio aired program that of these guys live. And in Bonus Licks, we have a less disciplined program where we just let the band chat and talk, and we're going to add some musical content at the end of this segment. Probably go maybe 10 to 15 minutes, guys, but then we have to recognize that there's an attention deficit that people will run into after,
especially by us.
Yeah, yeah. As everybody, right before we started the segment, we were talking about the fact that our band has recently recorded a promotional video for both the Gas Pump Jockeys that I'm in and the newly formed band called The Circle. But the same photographer, Alan Beavers, who's in Stadium 11. We've interviewed them on this show. And you guys had some nice things to say, not only about Alan, but the way he communicates, and it will lead to another commentary about so Matt, I'm going to turn it over to you and tell a little bit about how you and he communicated and why it's important to do that in a band.
I met Alan when I joined a band called Stop Drop and Roll, which was the drummer and Alan from a band that was bigger than that, called X-Ray Specs.
Okay.
So that's where I met them.
A great name?
Yeah, they went off on their own, those two, and started their own band with Nick Ray. And that's where I met Alan, and Alan just became just really important to me, because when I started recording my original stuff, it was Alan that recorded it. Alan was the bass player on it. Even when I first left, I'm a guitar teacher for a living. When I left the music stores I went to and got my own place, Alan rented the other part of it for me.
Wow. So
he was just really big influence on me, because, like I said, he's one of those people that will tell you the honest truth the first time, and he won't candy coat it. And for me, that was just invaluable.
Yeah.
Still is invaluable.
Can you do that little example that you did before we started?
I don't know. Just how Alan is. You could say something. You could be real worried about how you look, and you could say, Alan, does this shirt make me look terrible? Yes, it does. It absolutely makes you look terrible, and you should change that shirt. And you know he's telling you the truth.
Yeah, and it doesn't do a person in a band, and I'm sure you guys do the same discussions. You don't want somebody to tell you you're good when you're not.
I can give you an example of that right now.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Sure.
I'm going to pick up the guitar and start playing in the band.
No. We won't give him a tambourine.
I rest my case.
Okay. But that is painfully true, but you're not bothered by that.
Well, of course not. I'm going to get free lessons from Matt.
Yeah. He keeps time like Mr. Ed, so we can't allow him to do anything percussive at all.
I actually style a little of that from Frank Sinatra, who really kind of took a lot of liberties
with in metal music.
In cadence. And when I heard him say Rock of Ages, it was... Well, that was probably one of his last recordings.
Okay, really?
For a reason.
You heard Frank Sinatra do Rock of Ages?
In my head.
Okay.
So I have a rule of thumb in my life, not just in music, that I want to yield to the experts. So with that example, you do yield to Matt or to...
Oh, absolutely. There is no way I would ever presume to... one of the things that happens to me, and I make several mistakes on stage... I am so in awe of these guys playing guitar that I get lost in it sometimes.
Yeah.
And it never gets totally out of control, because I seem to remember by about the third song or the third word of the lyric that I'm supposed to be singing. But every once in a while, I'll get really lost, and I'll hear in the background Michael Contris is singing just to remind me
to get you back on track.
You got to start singing.
Well, sure. I'm going, okay. I start singing the part for him, and he goes, oh, okay.
So we've all been down that road, everybody, where you do get to a moment where your brain just goes, actually, I bet you have these modes. Oh, my God, what's the verse? What's the verse?
Oh, no, wait a minute. Hold on.
No.
Whoa.
This is true confession, and I'm letting this out because if Steven Tyler and Michael Bolton and other really, really popular and professional musicians can use a teleprompter, so can Michael Doctor.
Okay, that's the key word there is use a teleprompter. You have it in front of you.
Yes.
And still screw up the words.
I'm in the middle of performing. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
I want to bring that. He's right about that, because you guys have your jobs to do.
Yes,
and they are hard jobs. I mean, I'm putting myself in your league on a couple of. I'm not a very good guitar player. I know my way around a guitar. But there are, I bet you our drummer's a better guitar player than me. And so I do play it, but not. I tend to be a performer. And I think that's a very important role of a front man.
It is.
So,
mm-hmm.
So where he just yielded it to you on music, do you guys, I assume, yield back to him on performance?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, because, again, he's your expert.
What else has he got to do?
I love it. Man, just don't get the ink. No,
you had one line to do, and you couldn't do it.
Come in right on one here, Doc. Okay. One and a half, four and a half, two.
Yeah. Again, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Well, that does give the band a little bit of a flavor, too.
It does.
I'll tell you, sometimes Marty, the drummer, and I, because we're, you know, back this way, and the other guys are up front, and we just sit there and look at each other and just shake our heads.
We do Let's Go Crazy.
Yeah.
And as the song was originally performed, there would be what I call preaching at the beginning of the song. Dearly beloved, we're okay. Well,
yeah.
I ad lib every time we do that, and honest to God, I've never duplicated what I do.
I love that.
And I make sure that it's something humorous, something timely, maybe a little bit politically incorrect. But these guys have no idea what's coming out of my mouth.
Right.
And they're on edge and they're on pins and needles until we start the song because it's, oh, good, we made it through another night.
Yeah. He also makes sure that it makes no sense whatsoever, what he just said.
Well, what do you mean?
It makes no sense. We look at each other and we go, what?
There's a lot of eye rolling. When
really?
He doesn't see half of it.
That's right.
But
yeah.
The rolling commentary comes from this side of the stage half the time, and it's hysterical. Because it's like Doc will do whatever he does, and I'll look over and you'll hear, you know, we have a talk, you know, in here so we can hear Mike can talk to us so no one else hears it.
Yeah.
And you'll hear these comments. Oh, great. Oh, perfect. Good job. Oh, yeah.
Those are not on just the talkback mic. Those are actually on my live microphone.
Okay.
The audience can hear me, you know.
You're not making apologies for me, are you?
No.
Because
there's no excuse for you.
I'll grab a tambourine.
Yeah, I know. Thank God we don't have one on stage.
Now, this is Michael Contras. There's so many mics in the room.
I know.
Matt, you got to feel out of place.
Well,
at least you got the first letter right.
When we started in the band, we said we should call this band Rick and the M's.
Yeah.
Because that's all it pretty much is. It's very difficult to get
there
used
are
to.
Three mics, not mentioning the four that we're talking into. So there are seven mics in the room. But you, Michael Contras, you really take the musical aspect of it as the guy that is the director of the band, if you will. Musical director.
Vocally, not instrumentally, believe me, there is nothing I can tell these guys as far as how to play their instruments or what the arrangements and all that.
Okay.
I mean, everybody comes to the rehearsal prepared. They know their parts.
Do you identify who's going to be doing the harmonies?
Yeah.
That's
my gig. You know?
Okay.
I pretty much know everybody's vocal range, what they can handle, what they can't handle. I'm still learning Matt's a little bit. Actually, Matt's is stronger than he thinks it is.
Oh, there you go, buddy.
He started when we first started working with him, you know, well, I'm not sure. You know, then he's, you know, once he learns the part, he nails it. His pitch intonation is accurate.
And I've noticed that just in the times that we've performed, just from the first time till the last show, he just gets stronger. Once he gets the confidence and he knows his part, he just nails it.
Right, right. And
wow.
Vocals are a huge part of the band's success.
I think they are. Yeah, somebody should be proud of. The music's great, but boy, the vocals.
Right.
We take great pride in somebody accusing us of using a vocalizer.
Harmonizer.
Really? Harmonizer.
Well, somebody came up to our sound man, Ross Davis, and said, what kind of harmonizer are you guys using? And Ross looked at him and said, what are you talking? Well, I mean, Ross is just walking around with a little iPad. There's no harmonizer on it, you know?
Yeah.
And he said, they're not using a harmonizer. No way. Yeah, we're not using a harmonizer.
Well,
and the other thing that a lot of bands don't realize is we're still doing these songs in the original keys.
Okay.
Whereas even some of the bands that originally recorded them have now dropped those keys.
Yeah, right.
Now, that's not to say that there won't come a dime when we won't have to drop, you know.
Yeah,
but, you know, all the Journey stuff, all the Foreigner stuff, all that stuff is in the original keys.
And
that says a lot.
I hate to stroke your singer.
Well, no kidding. No,
let me tell you.
This is his gig, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, again, I'm a vocalist, and at one time I was the best vocalist in the band, but as we brought in more talented people into the group, I've kind of had to take my humble pie. on it.
Well, and try being the background vocalist.
Absolutely, because that's the other thing.
That's a challenge.
You just took the words out of my mouth. Just because I'm backing out of a lead role doesn't mean that I'm not contributing in other ways.
Right.
And so we've done what you've done too in the band. Now we now have our musical director, Mike Loskamp, does a lot of that. Where he literally will come in and say, "Pat, I want you to be on that E flat."
Right.
And sometimes I have a hard time even finding that note in the mix. It's that tedious an assignment now.
The vocals are the vocals are what we probably have to rehearse the most as we come together to rehearse a song. Like I said, everybody knows their parts coming in.
In that vein, do you guys target ladies more than men in your song selections? Because there's a lot of video I've seen where there is a number of females who are really getting off on some of the songs you're doing. The Bon Jovi song comes to mind.
It's really distracting having all those good-looking women right up there in front.
He's not kidding, really, because, like I said, the teleprompter's right there, and he still can't read it.
Yeah, but now we know why. The card has been played.
Don't take my eyes.
Oh. I just didn't know if you were a part of your song selections, picking out material that might be more appealing to one audience member.
I think just picking out really recognizable material.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Stuff that people, I mean, the material we do now is really the new oldies.
That's been sobering for people. You and I are a little more.
We grew up in the Beatles.
That's right.
Four Tops, Temptations, Beach Boys era. Maybe a little bit of Presley and into the '60s. But I mean, the music that when you talk about Journey, Styx, Foreigner, AC/DC, Van Halen, Sammy Hagar. I mean, this is the new oldies. And what's amazing is demographically.
We transcend generations because the parents come and
the kids grew up with it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Force-fed by their parents on the way to the grocery store, sit down and listen to this and don't talk until we get to the grocery store.
And I think that pays off. Like, you guys have done the Casino a lot, as has our unit. But your generation that you're appealing to, in my opinion, is the kids have now left the nest and we're going back to party again. What do they want to hear? What you guys are playing.
Right.
So, use this as a marketing tool.
What they heard in their 20s, they want to hear again in their 50s.
Absolutely right. And there you are doing it, and doing it really well. So I give you a lot of credit. So, guys, we've had this Bonus Looks has been a lot of fun, but we're also going to pat you now on the back. We're going to – yes, Michael,
We have to tell one more story.
Oh, please do.
And I'm going to turn it over to Michael Contras. It's a story about
our bass player.
That is probably one of the funniest and most unique stories around. Please tell it.
We were doing the Bands for Love concert. It was to raise money for cancer.
Which I saw. You do that a lot.
We did it the two or three years that it was around. I think it skipped 1 year, and I think they're going to bring it back again next
year. Okay, good.
But anyway... at the end, there's a finale, and the finale that we picked with the person that directed this Bands for Love, with Michael Pricer, was A Little Help with My Friends.
Okay.
And so at that time, we invite all the band members that want to come up on stage and sing along, and we were the final band, so we were still on our instruments.
Okay, yeah.
But everybody else is joining us.
Okay.
Right? And so we get up there, and of course, everybody, there's thank yous, and thank you to this person and that person, the facility, blah, blah, blah. And so the talking goes on for a while, and people are trying to just make sure that they acknowledge everybody.
Uh-huh.
In the meantime, our bass player has to go, he's got to go to the bathroom. And he's wanting this song to start quickly because he's really got to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And so finally the talking stops, and we start the song, and we're all playing it, and we get done with it, and we turn around, and everybody's now tearing down their gear, and we didn't think anything of it. We get to rehearsal the following Tuesday, and Rick says, "By the way, did you guys notice that I wasn't on stage for a part of that song?" And we went, "Well, yeah, you were. We could hear the bass." He says, "No. He says, "You don't understand." He said, "I had to go really bad." And he said, "So as you're standing on stage right, and there's a small aisle, a small hallway
that
takes you to the men's room."
All right.
Rick, unbeknownst to anybody on stage, and we had no idea that he had left, actually was playing the bass part as he walked to the men's room, opened the door, went in, kept playing with the one hand.
While he took care of his business.
Okay. So he's thumping, he's just fretting the guitar with one hand. And it went to the bathroom, and you know, whatever else he had to do, he did, apparently.
Never missed a note.
Never missed a note. Walked out of the bathroom, back up on stage, and finished the song. None of us ever knew he was gone.
That's an
incredible. He had a real big smile on his face at the end.
But he all, you know, he seemed very, you know, first of all, we didn't know he needed to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And secondly, we had no idea he had left and come back. And we never missed the bass part. Our sound man was out front.
He didn't
never
either.
Heard the bass
really?
Part. Yeah.
What a good story. I hope you guys didn't shake hands with him afterwards.
No. But I think I recall him wiping down that bass really, really well.
Yeah.
But he didn't tell. We didn't know this until 2 days later at rehearsal.
Yeah.
And he
I
said,
love that
and
story.
We were, what? No, you were on stage. No. I really wasn't on stage.
You know what you guys just did with Bonus Licks is perfect. That's the type of story that, yeah, you know.
And it's the most. I even told to my father-in-law, who was in his late 80s, and he couldn't believe it either.
He couldn't either. So everybody, you've heard some wonderful commentary, both on air and off air, from these guys live. And we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
We're going to do one more added bonus licks here for all you listeners. We're going to do some original content of all of you. Or yes. In some case, your knockoff. We'll do your recording first, yeah, of you and Stephanie
and I did the prayer, and it is certainly different than what you've been listening to. This is another side of Michael Doctor.
That is
really, really cool, yeah, everybody. And then we'll have each of these guys introduce their specific song, and then of course the bonus licks will be at an end. So, gentlemen, I want to thank you personally for coming on, and you're now going to hear a one-off recording of Michael Doctor, of these guys live, and Stephanie Iannarino. In my mind, perhaps the single best singer coming out of Central Ohio.
She's absolutely incredible.
Stunning. And then everyone, we thank you very much.
A promise sought to Just like every child.
Just like every child.
Need to find a place. Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be saved.
Ella fede te, ayon Jesu in noi.
Sento che ci salve.
Something very unexpected and stunningly beautiful from Michael Doctor and Broadway star Stephanie Lynn Mason. She's going to be a future guest on Local Licks. That song is called The Prayer. And now we're going to do another member of These Guys Live. This song is called No Surprises from his original CD called Achilles Heel. Lead guitar player for the band, this is Matt Venus.
Told me that he was gone. No surprises. And he was gone. No surprises. All summer long I waited, lovesick and torn, but tried and true. When you came back, all you could tell me, all summer long it had its way with you. No surprises. All summer long. No surprises. Misfortune lurks in great disguises. I want to see it.
Since that day.
great recording. I'll tell you, Matt, I'm happy you're getting those checks. You'll get more down the line if streaming doesn't steal some of the revenue away from you right now, because streaming is killing a lot of our revenue streams. But now Michael Keller's going to tell a story about the song we're about to hear.
Yes, I recorded a CD with a local singer-songwriter, Allison Kitchen. And the song is "It Only Takes a Minute."
Really? Where'd you cut it at? And
Tom Boyer. Do you know Tom Boyer?
I don't. I'm sorry to say.
OAR Studios.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Certainly.
Yeah, that was there.
Okay, very good. And yes. Is this a recording you've done some time back? Or
it was in 2001, somewhere in that time frame.
Fantastic. So this is kind of a one-off for local lists.
It was. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, so I want to thank you about that.
Yeah, it's a very good recording, by the way. From beginning to end, it's a very good recording.
And you're about to hear it. Please give the name one more time.
Allison Kitchen.
And the name of the song?
The name of the song is "It Only Takes a Minute." The name of the CD was "Mercy Dancing."
Cool. Really cool, everybody. Then our guest, Michael Keller. It's called "Only Takes a Minute." Is that right?
That is correct,
Mike. And is that available on iTunes? And
I'm not sure if it's on iTunes or not. I know it's on CD Baby. Okay. Yeah, it's out there for sure. Right.
Well, you guys,
AllisonKitchen.com, I think is you can purchase it right from there.
Really, really cool.
Yes.
So we're down to one here, Michael.
That would be me.
And you're going to do a song for us to help us.
This was a project I'd promised myself I was going to do before I died.
Oh.
And I'd co-written a lot of stuff and done a lot of work with other people, you know, vocal tunes, and I wanted to put together an all-instrumental album.
Okay.
I'm calling it an album, a CD. But
yeah.
Anyway, and this was in 2001 as well. And the cut is called Just for Fun, and I recorded all the parts and did all the recording and all the mixing and production.
Wow, you did it all.
Yeah.
Really good. And as we go into the song, is it available to be purchased?
Actually, the entire CD is available. If you just go to michaelcontras.com, you can contact me through there, and I will gladly send anybody that wants a copy.
Wonderful. Very good, everybody. This is Michael Contras of These Guys Live.